First chapter. I'm going to be reading from the Contemporary English Version, and I chose to do this because this is a very long passage, and I didn't want you all to fall asleep on me. I like the Contemporary English Version because the language is so alive and fresh, and it sometimes doesn't even sound like Scripture. It kind of just sounds like the way we talk. So I will be reading 2 Samuel, verse 1, from the Contemporary English Version. Saul was dead. Meanwhile, David had defeated the Amalekites and returned to Ziklag. 3 days later, a soldier came from Saul's army. His clothes were torn, and dirt was on his head. He went to David and knelt down in front of him. David asked, "From where did you come?" The man answered, "From Israel's army, and I barely escaped with my life." "Who won the battle?" David asked. The man said, "Our armies turned and ran, but many were wounded and died. Even King Saul and his son Jonathan are dead." David asked, "How do you know that Saul and Jonathan are dead?" The young man replied, "I was on Mount Gilboa, and I saw King Saul leading on his spear. The enemy's chariots and cavalry were closing in on him. When he turned and saw me, he called over to me. I went and asked him what he wanted. Saul asked me, 'Who are you?' 'An Amalekite,' I answered. Then he said, 'Kill me. I'm dying. I'm in terrible pain.' So I killed him. I knew he was too badly wounded to live much longer. Then I took his crown and his armband, and I brought them to you, Your Majesty. Here they are." Right away, David and his soldiers tore their clothes in sorrow. They cried all day long and would eat nothing. Everyone was sad because Saul and his son Jonathan and many of the Lord's people had been killed in battle. David asked the young man, "Where is your home?" The man replied, "My father is an Amalekite, but I live in Israel." David said to him, "Weren't you afraid to kill the Lord's chosen king? And you even told what you did. It's your own fault that you are going to die." Then David told one of the soldiers, "Come here and kill this man." David sang a song in the memory of Saul and Jonathan, and he ordered his men to teach the song to everyone in Judah. I will read you just a portion of how that psalm begins. "Israel, your famous hero lies dead on the hills, and your mighty warriors have fallen. Don't tell it in Gath, or spread the news on the streets of Ashkelon. But godless Philistine women will be happy and jump for joy." It was easy to love Saul and Jonathan, together in life, together in death. They were faster than eagles and stronger than lions. Our warriors have fallen, and their weapons are destroyed. May God add a blessing to the reading of the Scripture.